The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase makes another stop on his congressional apology tour, this time before the House, because hearing a CEO apologize just never gets old.
We've let a lot of people down, and we are sorry for it.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. Last week it was the Senate. This week it was the House's turn to go after CEO Jamie Dimon, and he got a grilling from Democrats and Republicans alike, including Republican Sean Duffy. Representative Duffy wanted Dimon to acknowledge that the billions that J.P. Morgan put at risk in those trades gone sour was money from ordinary depositors insured by the federal government.
Those were dollars that were backed up by the FDIC?
Yes.
Dimon said yet again that in the unlikely event J.P. Morgan went bankrupt, even though it might involve those insured deposits, taxpayers wouldn't lose a dime. But Representative Duffy, he was tough.
Are you too big to fail?
No, we're not too big to fail.
And who pays the losses?
In a way that doesn't cost the economy anything.
Who pays the losses?
Mr. Duffy, allow the witness to answer.
That should be charged back to the other big banks to survive.
And still, Duffy didn't stop until he pushed Dimon into an astronomical metaphor.
Is it fair to say that J.P. Morgan could have losses of $500 billion or $1 trillion?
Not unless this Earth is hit by a moon.
Not unless the Earth is hit by the moon. You know, if Congress is really worried, there is something it could do. In fact, a lot of bank watchdogs have suggested it. Just restore the Depression-era firewall between banking and investing and put ordinary bank deposits off limits to this kind of risk. But despite the vigorous questioning, there was no indication the members were prepared to do anything of the kind. In fact, I'll go out on a limb here and predict that for Congress to do that, the moon would have to hit the Earth, ricochet off Venus, and knock Mars into Jupiter, sending the striped planet into the corner pocket. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.